Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so here's what I wanted to get to, just because I'm all about the Prince of Positivity, right? Here's what I wanted to get to. Steve Daines, guy from Montana, everybody knows, U.S. Senator, has been quite honestly a pain in the ass during this process, at least the way I see it. He announced and issued a note, or a letter, statement, what have you, today, that the Washington Commanders and Ryan Wetzel, who's the grandson of the Wetzel leader, I forgot his name, Pookie Wetzel, whatever, Blackie Wetzel, Pookie, Blackie, whatever, Blackie Wetzel, and he has been dealing with all of this stuff, right, behind the scenes about the Redskins shield and logo and what have you. So they have agreed, apparently, the Commanders and Ryan Wetzel, on a path forward for honoring the iconic Native American logo that the franchise proudly wore for nearly 50 years. So that's good. He goes on in the statement to say how the logo came about. He said the team has also committed to never again censor the logo on merchandise that commemorates former players. You're a former player, Doc. Mm-hmm. So I believe if they wanted to sell a Doc Walker jersey, and they could put the old logo, is how I'm interpreting that. Anybody that played for the Washington Redskins, mm-hmm. because it commemorates a former player. Mm-hmm. With these agreements, the statement says, Daines voted in support of the D.C. Robert F. Kennedy Memorial Stadium Campus Revitalization Act today in the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. So how I am interpreting this, before I do that, Daines also said, quote, I urge the team to continue their dialogue and reach a conclusion that honors their past, honors Don Wetzel, who's Blackie Wetzel, vision to use the logo to help Indian country, and honors the will of the Blackfeet tribe to restore the logo to place of honor and prominence. But how I interpret this is they've made a deal with the Wetzel family to honor Blackie Wetzel. They are honoring in a negotiated way the logo, the old Indian head logo. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, for what I care about, quite honestly, and I'm just being honest, Daines voted in support of the D.C. RFK Memorial Stadium Campus Revitalization Act today, which is what he was holding up and threatening to sabotage. Which, Doc, there was a hearing that was due, I guess it was today, or I thought it was tomorrow, but maybe it was today. And it appears now that this piece of legislation, that this Revitalization Act for RFK Stadium is now lacking the major opposition. It still has some opposition from Maryland, is my understanding, but it is now lacking, or it is now moving, able to move forward without major opposition from Steve Daines of Montana when it comes to, again, the old logo. And for everyone that wants the stadium to be built at RFK, where you once shined and where you were part of a Super Bowl championship team, I think this means it's a pretty big step in the right direction. That's how I interpret it. I don't know where exactly it goes from here. I don't know if there's going to be any more opposition. I think there will be from Maryland, but I can't control that. What I can say is that according to this statement, they have made a deal. They have agreed on whatever they have agreed. They're going to represent, honor, memorialize, tribute, what have you. They're not bringing back the Redskins logo on current uniforms and current shields and current whatevers, but he is dropping his opposition. And he actually voted in support of the RFK Campus Revitalization Act.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.